Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny Zientara. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buddy Lively. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Buddy Lively. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Queen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mel Queen. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Zientara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zientara hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Lively covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustine. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Lively reaches third base with a triple. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Lively scores. It's Reds, 3, Pirates, 3. Jim Bagby now pitching. Benny Zientara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zientara is 0-for-1 in the game. Zientara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to home to get Baumholtz. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Gallen moves to third. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Haas scores. Lucan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zientara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gustine moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Zientara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zientara is 0-for-2 in the game. Zientara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Baumholtz moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman now playing second base. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Zientara moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen is walked intentionally. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zientara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lucan hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Lamarno and he is safe. Cox steals second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zintaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gumbert moves to second. Benny Zintara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zintara is 0-for-3 in the game. Zintara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gumbert moves to third. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Wiedelman moves to second. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lucan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bagby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Reds. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny Zintara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zintara is 0 for 4 in the game. Zintara hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Clyde Vollmer now playing center field. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sockold pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zintara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cully Rickard pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to third. Cox moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rickard scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Reds. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.